This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. There was a dramatic appearance in federal court today by Jahar Tsarnaev, the accused Boston Marathon bomber. His trial is scheduled to begin next month for his alleged involvement in the attack that killed three people and injured more than 260 others in April of 2013.
It was Tsarnaev's first court appearance in almost a year and a half. He came into federal court under tight security, answered questions from Judge George O'Toole. At issue today, a number of procedural questions, including whether the trial should be moved out of Boston. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman was there, and he joins us now. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, Anthony.
So set the scene for us, outside and inside the courtroom today. What was happening?
Well, you know, as is typical in a high-profile case like this, the security was tight. There were bomb-sniffing dogs. There were helicopters overhead. But while there were a lot of reporters and TV crews outside, there were not a lot of spectators, and I was surprised by that.
Yeah. Now, give us a sense of Jahar Tsarnaev himself. Judge O'Toole addressed him directly. We'll talk about that. But how did he appear?
Well, his clothes were neat. He wasn't wearing an orange jumpsuit, which he had worn back in July of 2013 when he made his first and only until now appearance. But he had a crisp white shirt on. It was open at the neck. He had a dark sweater and slacks. But his hair was wild. It was long and wavy. And he had grown a beard, kind of a scruffy looking beard, I might say. I deliberately sat in the overflow room, not in the courtroom, because from there they broadcast the proceedings. And you can look, you have a kind of a judge eyes view of the world. And I could look at him, and I was just kind of amazed. He occasionally talked to his attorneys, but his expression was largely blank.
Blank.
Yeah.
Blank.
He would rub his nose with his hand occasionally, but that was it.
So let's talk about the motions that his lawyers presented. My understanding is that there are two main issues: whether the trial should be moved to another location, and the challenge of selecting an unbiased jury for this trial in Boston. So what can you tell us about this?
Well, the motion to change the venue, there's another motion to change the venue, to move the trial outside of Boston to Washington, D.C. by the defense. And this is the second time his attorneys are asking for that. Back in October, the judge ruled against it. He said he'd get a fair trial, but they've resubmitted some more number crunching, showing how the perhaps the media coverage would make an impartial jury impossible to choose. But the judge says he'll rule on that on paper. Later, but I got to tell you, there's no indication from him and what he said that he's been persuaded to move the trial out of Boston.
Right. So is there a process to start jury selection? Has that begun?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, sure. They've already sent out like 1,200 questionnaires to prospective jurors. The attorneys will sift through those. And then starting on January 5th, when the trial starts, they'll start questioning and trying to impanel a jury. But that could take, I heard today, weeks. I thought it was going to be days, but weeks or even a month before they find the 18 people, the 12 jurors and the six alternates.
So, Bruce, tell us about this rather dramatic outburst in the courtroom from the mother-in-law of Ibrahim Todashev, who was a friend of Tamerlan Tsarnaev, that's Jahar's brother, linked to a triple homicide in Waltham. He was killed during an FBI interrogation in Florida. She voiced her support for Tsarnaev, so here she is outside the courthouse after the hearing.
I'm here for justice, and so far, I don't see the justice. So far, people who shoot an innocent and unarmed people keep doing what they've been doing.
So why was she there? What was she trying to accomplish?
Well, as you said, she was the mother-in-law of Todashev. He's the guy that was killed by an FBI agent while he was admitting that he had been involved in this triple homicide in Waltham. But amazingly, the prosecution a couple weeks ago stood up in court and said, we have no further evidence linking Tamerlan Tsarnaev to this Waltham murder, the triple murder. So then the question is, really, why were they, was an FBI man trying to get a confession when they had no evidence?
One more question about Jahar Tsarnaev. Just a moment ago, we were watching on the TV screens of him being transferred back to prison. Remind us of what his days are like in prison. What kind of situation is he in?
Well, 23 hours a day, he's in isolation. He's under special administration measures, SAMs, and that's beyond isolation. They limit the number of books he can read, the number of TV programs, edit out his newspaper articles to avoid any mention of just about anything having to do with the trial. So he's been in prison totally isolated, except for even talking to some prison guards. That's about it. did.
Mm. So this trial is set to begin next month. What's the next step? What happens next?
So what happens next on December 29th, the defense will have to release its list of witnesses. The prosecution will have already done that. And then come January 5th, it's off to the races. We begin the trial and jury selection, and it should last between, the trial should last between 3 and 6 months, we're told.
All right. Bruce Gellerman reporting for WBUR. He was at the Moakley Courthouse this morning for Jahar Tsarnaev's appearance there. Bruce, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.